Fine, so here we go. So on page Peches. So last week we were discussing the sugya of Galus and Geula. And of course, as the Nesivah Shalom teaches us, and this is, he says it all the time. And this is why it's such an amazing sefer to learn at the beginning of one's chassidus, like most, so many people do. Because he always says how the stories, the maisim, the avodas of the Torah, whether it be Moshe, Avram, Yitzhak, yeah, it doesn't matter who it is, they're life lessons. They're much life lessons. And everything that you learn, we discussed last week, they're sugyas of life. What's Galus, what's Geula? So we discussed last week about the sugya of Galus and of Geula. So we were talking about Galus, the main avoda that Paro had to get the Yid into Galus. Was to remove their koach of das, of yeshiva das, as the Mesillas Yesharim told us in the second column, in the fifth, we did it, I think we did it already, the sixth line says, v'hatam bezedia yesod harishon l'chol dover, the first yesod of everything, shebikdusha, who? Yeshiva das. The yesod harishon l'chol dover, I said to underline it, it's underlined in mine, you can't underline it in that one. I hope you underlined it in another one. Okay. This is something that the Nesivah Shalom talks about in a lot of different places. The first yesod that one has to have in any davar kedusha is yeshiva das, because yeshiva das is a fertile ground. It's a ground that you could plant on. It's very difficult to plant on a slopey hill. It can be done, but you have to be an expert already at planting. You don't start on a slopey hill. It's not the way it happens. And with yeshiva das, a person has the ability to think, feel clearly. Like we said, that there was two connecting midrashim. One medrash we said last week was that Klai Yisrael had a certain megillah. The megillah that they looked at from Shabbos to Shabbos that said, all the way from Avraham Avinu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. You're going to serve in Mitzrayim. You're going to serve in a land that's not yours. But you're going to get out. It's going to be. It's guaranteed. Signed, Avram Avinu, B'Shem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they had this Megillah. And they would look at the Megillah. But when they were working so hard, it was hard to appreciate the Megillah. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro and said, listen, Paro. Right? Paro, Moshe was Paro's boy. Paro, if anybody works their Eved 7 days a week, they're going to die. They can't produce. They can't be efficient. So Paro says, oh, you know what? That's really smart of you. So tell the people that they could take a day off. You choose. So we know Moshe Ben, of course, took off Shabbos. Klai Yisrael's off on Shabbos. And when he gave them off on Shabbos, they could have a little bit of menucha, a little yeshiva das. And then they looked at the Megillahs. So then their whole life lit up. Then they were able to appreciate what was written. We read millions of words between Tefillah and Torah every day, week. How many words do we read? The question is, how many words go in past the mouth, out in one ear, out the other? It's very difficult, because it only can go to the heart. Right? When a person says the words, which it's going through the mind, and it's going through it only goes to the heart if there's yishuv hadas. Yishuv, it's to settle down. V'hashevosa el v'vecha, as we say. V'yadata hayom, we say every day. And Aleinu, V'yadata Hayom, quote this pasuk, is one of my favorite pasukim of all time. V'yadata Hayom, you have to know today, which is, of course, the sugi of Hayom, of that Rebbe's been discussing, no question, which is sugi of Das. To now, to be involved in the now, right now, to make decisions now, not for later, for the right now, understand the now, V'yadata Hayom, but V'hashevosa l'vavecha, that it settles into the heart. And it can't settle into the heart if you have that, the Arlusha Belev. There's many different types of klipas on the heart. Everybody talks about Gashmias and Chumrias. Of course, that's true. But one of the other klipas of the heart is just bilbul. Just not an ability to sit and just to be. That's why probably in, 75% of the chaburs I'm always talking about, we have to just sit, we have to think, we have to breathe, we have to, from that place. That's the whole Thursday night chabura. There's a lot of different avodas going on. And one of them is just to sit with chevra. We listen to nigunim. We listen to the same nigun twice. Then we write. The whole Indian is yeshiva das. And then to get it on paper, which is another mila. But without the yeshiva das, and the Megillah that says, signed by Avraham Avinu, and the B'Shem Hashem, that says you're going to get out, it doesn't go. It won't work. It just doesn't settle in. So that's what we're up to. So let's go to the second column here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, let's start with 6 lines. Last word on the line. It was from right after the line we just said that the tam is that the first yesod of kedusha is yishev adas. Ukumo, we said this last week, I think, but it's kedai to chazer over. Ukumo shekazemaran mikovrin. Zuchos yogenelin shekol hon da alma enu shove. All the wealth in the world is not worth what. Eino shavu l'sha achas ish Yisrael omed b'yishev adas u'bedei m'yishevas. All the wealth in the world is not worth 1 hour of a yid sitting b'yishev adas with a calm, collected thought process, being u'bedei m'yishevas. Deep thoughts that go to the emotions. That's really what das does. Das is that place that takes the thoughts and goes to the emotions. That means it has to be a deep thought. We are very smart people who can think out cheshbonos very quickly, but none of that math is going to their heart. It's not shaykh. But there are things that need to go to the heart. Das is what sends to the heart. And if we're always in business brain, we've discussed in Chovos Levavos, if we're always using business brain, so then nothing's going to go to the heart. Then that's the way we deal with our kaddish bo'os, we deal with our family, our wives, our kids, in like business mode, especially men. We're prone to that. We're trained in a way of just cheshbonos, of cold thought process, be smart, be quick. But that doesn't, that works on one end of the world. That's beautiful. It's for parnasa. Okay. but we know the gematria parnasa, I always say, and again, the gematria parnasa is neshama. So when you go to the other end, to the neshama world, that doesn't go. As we'll see later, what were the words that the Torah uses to describe the hard work of Klal Yisrael? Why couldn't they listen to Moshe? Right? Why weren't they able to have that yeshiva das to be able to hear that Moshe says, "I'm going to free you"? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu came right after Paro abolished Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu left. Right? He was away for many, many years. Then he came back after the snap, after the burning bush. And Hashem said to him, "Moshe, now I'm going to take out the Jews, not just the Megillah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu himself is coming. I spoke to God. You're going to get out very soon." They couldn't listen to him. Why not? Remember the words? What was it? Kotzer ruach avoda kasha. So we'll get back to that in a minute, but kotzer means to be short. Ruach is referring to like the emotions, the feelings. Their emotions were very, very fast. They were in the avoda world. There's a power wanted. There's no time for emotions. Very quick. If you're in pain, you're in pain. If you're happy, you're happy. Boom, 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 boom. Nothing is deeper. It's just whatever the situation is, that's what you feel, and then you move on. That's not how a yid, that's not how the Eish Kodesh taught us. He has more than multiple svarim. Of course, the most famous chovos is the Talmidim, but he also has Hachsharas Avreichim, which they've translated into English. Sam Schertz showed me. I didn't know, and so I got it. His lashon tzomah is very difficult for me. I have to really sit on it. It's all about emotions. When you start to see chovos Talmidim, you don't see so much. You see his avoda, it's kaval. But when you start learning Achsharas Avreichim, you start to understand more about what Rebbe's doing over here. You really start to see where the whole background of everything he's doing, the way he goes about things, not the words of the Torah, but the kol of the Torah. And the way he gets people worked up and emotional, and that's what changes people. You see where it's coming from. It's unbelievable. And my goal is, I have to learn it well, I have to try. It's going to take a long time. But somehow crack these teenagers a little bit. I'm not expecting big gains over here, but a little bit. I'm gonna try with different paths, maybe through niggun, because that's the way that we get. It's one of the ways that we get into our emotional state. To get to an emotional state from a place of das, just thinking deeply, it's hard. People could do it, and you should do it. But nowadays, because of this kotzer ruach, which everybody lives with during the week, we need external help. We have to use the nigunim. We have to use the physical. We have to. Nothing wrong with that. But we have to use it and then use it. Not just use it and abuse it, like in one ear, out the other. No. We have to do it the right way. So the Kobrina says that all the money in the world is not even worth an hour of Yeshiva Das. Because all the money in the world doesn't help a yid become a better yid. even if you give the tzedakah, it's nice, but you have a yid who gives $5. He's a poor guy, but he gives $5 with dveikus, with ahava, with simcha, with yishuv hadas. It's going to be worth more potentially in yoni pinimi, not in chitzoni, than a guy who gives $100,000. In chitzoni of kavada, the guy who gave $100,000 is helping out a whole institution. The $5 guy is not. But the mitzvah tzedakah and the mitzvahs are for sometimes other people. But we have to understand there's a whole part that is for yourself to grow, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal say that a person who gives tzedakah, that's why we give tzedakah before davening and during davening. I forgot the pasuk, it's Baba Basra in the beginning. A person who gives tzedakah, he's zochet to see the Pnei Hashem. I think it's the pasuk in David. Whatever it is, the pasuk is. The Gemara says, Daf Yud, maybe it is. That's not going to happen if you give it without Yishuv Adas, without the inner kochos of Ahava and Yira. A guy who just gives $100,000 and writes off a check and he's just like, here, take it, and, you know, put my name in the building, he's not going to see the Pnei Elokim. He's going to get schar, 100%. Of course he's going to get schar. He's going to get olam haba for such a thing. But he's not going to grow internally, necessarily, in the deepest way he can from that. He'll grow, 100%. You give all that much money, you give less than that. But, of course, but every mitzvah, there's the outer and there's the inner. The inner world, the inner part of the mitzvah is Yishuv Adas. Tveikis, Yishuv Adas, Emunah, Yishuv Adas. So he says, so the Yisodei Avoda says, he's Vidaig Admor, oh no, I'm sorry, Vidaig Admor, B'divrei Shmuel, maybe it's the B'divrei Shmuel. So he quotes this line of the Kobrinin, which says, K'shekol hon da alma einu shav l'sha'achas, that the whole wealth of the world, all the money in the world, is not worth 1 hour of a Yisroel omid b'yishuv adas. It's not worth 1 hour of a Yid standing in Yishuv Adas. V'dayik Admor B'divrei Shmuel. B'divrei Shmuel says he was medayik in which lashon, b'divrei lashon omid. He says, what do you mean omid means to stand? D'yish misha amlam yesh lo pamim Yishuv Adas. He says, the B'divrei Shmuel says, you have a person who once in a while is Yishuv Adas on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday afternoon. It's taka possible, right? He just made a deal. He sits back in his chair. He's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Kodesh Baruch. He has a certain clarity of das. It's true. Achareza, he says, however, Hariza kibarak b'leil choshech hacholv over. It's like a lightning bolt in the dark that comes and goes. It lit up the sky. You saw clear, but then you're right back into it the next second. Next phone call, that's it, over. V'ikr, he says, the main thing is she omed be Yishuv Adas. The Kobrinner was not stam saying, anybody with Yishuv Adas, it's worth all the money in the world. No. It's not 1 second of Yishuv Adas. It's to be omed be Yishuv Adas. Nishar b'mamodo, to get into that place of Yishuv Adas, but stay there. So that means we have, as we always talk about, there's outside and there's inside. You can have the outside situation cause the Yishuv Adas. You just made a lot of money. You just made some situation, whatever, a great situation just happened, and now you sit back in your chair, oh, gewalt. That Yishuv Adas has come from the outside. That comes and goes, just like everything in life. That's on the outside, comes and goes. But what stays is the inner avoda. So the Yishuv Adas that we want has to come from the inside. That's the Shabbos, the kavoda. It's from the inside. It has to be worked on. It has to be thought about, davened for, learned about. And then you can get to that place of Yishuv Adas. Omid b'Yishuv Adas. Nishar b'mamado. Nishar b'mamado. V'lechein ha'etzes paro. That's why the eitz of paro. Rosh ha'klipa. The head of all klipas, paro. And we have paro, of course, inside of us, just like he was then. So too, everything in Torah is nitzchis. So we have paro now. There's a paro in our nefesh, inside of us. And what's that paro say? Always tichbod ha'avayda. Put more work on these yidin. Shiyu terudim umuvubalim, that they should be burdened and in a state of bilbul, right, whatever the word, you know, bilbul means. V'lo yeluhim shuv yishuv adas. They shouldn't have an yishuv adas. Because when a yid has yishuv adas, then he remembers the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has yishuv adas, what he's learning actually goes into his mind and into his heart and into his bones. When a person has yishuv adas, his davening is sweet, it's slow, it's meaningful, it's changing. But if it's kotzer ruach, that everything is just quick, so then nothing is meaningful. Nothing goes in. It's just, you do all the avodas, you get tzchar for the action, But that's just the tip of the, that's just the tip, tip, tip of the iceberg. Where's the emotions? Where's the thoughts? Where's the deeper ratzonas? It's not there. Most of a yid is all of that. But the action's 1 second. You shook the lulav. Good, done. You say the bracha. We know from the Gemara. We know from the Gemara that if a person picks up a lulav, he doesn't even say the bracha. Picks up the lulav and the esrog together, puts it, you're done. Mitzvah, you got it. You can put it down. You're done for the rest of the day. That's where we're makbid to turn it over the esrog because we don't want to be yotz the mitzvah so fast. We say the bracha first and we turn it over. And then you do a little shake. And then we hold on to it to do halil and to do hakafos, because if you put it down in a certain way, you're done with the mitzvah for the day. Because the action portion of the mitzvah is nothing. The milah, 1 second, done. We know Rabbi Leibel Hager, he'd be mamish in the state of dveikus for 10 hours. He would do the milah right before shkia. The whole time he's davening and learning and preparing, right, by chassidim, the inyan of hachana for the mitzvah is bigger than the mitzvah itself. Because the mitzvah itself is 1 second, it's an action. But the hachana of the avodah is das, is hergish, is chochma, is bina, it's all the inner avodahs, which is most of the... Malchus is 1 second. The malchus, let's say, is the avodah, done. Where's the keser? Where's the chochma, the bina, the das, the chesed, the gvura, the tferes, the netzah, the hodi, the isod? All the feelings of connection to it, all the feelings of ahava and yira. Where is that? That's most of what the mitzvah is. That's what most, unfortunately, we have to teach the world because they don't get that. That's why people are so happy. You're so happy when you have that, you're filled up with all the other parts of the mitzvah, not just that avoda. People says, you see in the Torah, talks about, you see in Chazal, talks about simcha b'mitzvah, talks about, you know, being connected to mitzvah and davkeinu b'mitzvah secha and connecting. And people are like, what are you talking about? Like, what's the big thing about these mitzvahs? People don't understand. If you just do the ma'isa mitzvah, you're not going to get what Chazal say. What are you connecting to? You don't connect to a ma'isa. The ma'isa is your hands. That's not who you are. Who you are is your mind and your heart. Tell me the last time that your mind and your heart did tefillin. When was the last time your heart and your mind... They said, what do you mean? My mind and my heart. Tefillin's on the arm. They don't understand. The mind that says, Tveikus b'Hashem, the heart that says, Ah, Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Lus Asurach, Levavchum v'Achareinechem. That's a whole different mitzvah. That's why in a lot of the mitzvahs we have, like that long paragraph, by tzitzis, by tefillin. Really, every mitzvah needs those. What the purpose of the mitzvah is, the person has to learn. Tzemach Tzedek, Derech Mitzvah Sechel, there's a lot of swam that come out. To learn what's the depth, what's the amkas of the mitzvah. But every mitzvah has Ahava Yira, Hashem Yichakut Shabrichu B'dechilu Rechimu. Every mitzvah has b'dechilu rechimu, yira and ahava. Okay, what is ahava? What does it mean, yira? These are things we have to learn, or else we're missing most of the iceberg. We're missing the whole, all the simcha. We're missing it. See, comes after, you know, Yom Narayim, where a person's been working on his mind a lot. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, where a person is more than during the year. Each person's different. But you're thinking more. You're pasha thinking more. No question. Thinking about changing, thinking about what I can do. Just thinking. And the emotions are hard not to feel because El is, there's a little bit of a pachad. Rosh Hashanah has that feeling of malchus or even more pachad, whatever it is. I'm not getting into that now. In Yom Kippur, avada, kol nidre, there's crying. And right after you're done, there's a gevaldik simcha. Like this time now, through Sukkot, there's an awesome simcha. You feel it. So you have to ask yourself, why are you so happy? What are you so happy about? I was talking about last night. The real underlying for a lot of people is because, Baruch Hashem, we're done with that stuff. All that extra slichas. Ugh, gosh, I couldn't get up so early. And all that davening. Ugh. So just breaking out of that jail, for most people, is a simcha. And everybody has that to a certain degree. And that's true. And there's nothing wrong with that per se, because we're normal human beings. But if that's all the simcha is, then you're missing. You're missing everything. The reason for the simcha is because you're coming from a place of from a month of thinking, a month of trying to do a voda, and now you finished. Yom Kippur is the end of that, and now it's like gewalt. You don't even, if we're not deep thinkers, we're not exactly sure where those feelings are coming from and what to do with them, but they're there. You feel just deep, more connected. That's why a person's happy now. It's not necessarily the lulav or the sukkah. That's I need to learn English. It's a result. Happens to be that Sukkah and Lulav come at a good time. But if Pesach would come right now, Pesach would also, every bite of matzah, you'd be so excited, which we are for Pesach, of course. But it's coming from a place of das. All of Sukkot is about, happens to be, is taking from the das that we created, right? When Yom Kippur got to Bina, and then after Bina's Das, drawing down from the Das to the Chasadim. That's what also Sukkos is. Chesed, Simcha, but it's coming from Das. It's everything with the Lulav is drawing down from the Das. Okay. That's what it is, Yishuv Das. So Parah wants us to break that. Parah doesn't want to be as involved. He wants Tichbar Avoda, Terudim, Bobulim, no Yishuv Das. So he says, V'zeo Ma'ad Metzina Sheyisrael B'Mitzrayim. That's what you find by Yisrael Mitzrayim. He says there's a kasha. He says, Hayim Meshukam B'men Teshar Tum. We know that Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was on the 49th level of Tum. V'krovim Lipol B'Sharnon, and they were mamash ready to fall on the 50th Madrega. V'af, he says, there's a kasha, there's a question. I've had this question before, and I have a different answer. He says, V'af shal idach matzin b'chazal, Chazal tells in Shemonos Rabbah, Shalo haya echan Yisrael parutz barayis. We know that nobody in Klal Yisrael was involved in a rayis, illicit relationships, v'achas haya, haisa, upersim ha'kosov. There's only one instance, what is it, Shlomas Bas Divri, I think her name was, that's where the Magadiv came from. Chazal talk about that case. There was one instant, there's one time that we know that there was a certain act of a rayis, but other than that, it says Klal Yisrael was taka pure. So what do you mean if mem tashari tumah? Klal Yisrael wasn't doing anything inappropriate. So it's a kasha. So what did it mean the 49th level of tumah? Vimkein, ma per shayim shukam mem tashari tumah. What does it mean then that they were in the 49th level? That they're sunk into the 49th level of tumah. What does that mean? If they weren't involved in actual rayis, what were they doing? Elo, says the Nesivah Shalom, his teretz is like this. Elo shi yesh lamun mezeh, we learn from here. She'im adam nimsa besoich avir shel zuhamo v'klipus mitzrayim ervas aretz. If a person is in the air, in the atmosphere, the environment of disgusting things, of klipus mitzrayim, ervas aretz, of other people who are being involved with arayis, other people who are involved with pegam habris and all these different inyanim. If you're in that environment, we know that the environment permeates through a person. V'yachadam zeh ein lo yishuv hadas. And with that, a person doesn't have any yishuv hadas. Bechin is tichbar avoda anashim, right? We're talking about the workplace. You have no yishuv hadas at the workplace. Even if you have yishuv hadas in your work, it's not yishuv hadas in your ruchnias. And in that place, unfortunately, often, there's other things going on. The place you work, whether it's the actual office, or the city, or Brooklyn, or whatever it is. It's not the shtetl. It's not ish kodesh. There's other things going on over there. And that gets in a person. So that combination of not having yishuv hadas and the zuham, the avir of zuhama, tamid hu osag mibulba mutrad, you're going to be in a state of bilba and tirda. It's not the best place for a yid. Vada, it's a nisayin. We have to work on yishuv hadas in that place, of course. But memelu hu holuf v'shakur b'mem tashar tuma. That's mem tashar tuma. You're walking through that place. It doesn't mean that a person is involved physically in that. By Mitzrayim, they were able to control themselves. Baruch Hashem. But that doesn't mean that your mind is in the best place. It doesn't mean your feelings are in the best place. It's not happening. It's very difficult to think about, you know, Rabbi Kurland's Musaf. You know, when you're in the middle of the day and you're involved in, you know, the phone calls and what's going on in the office and who do we have to meet with, all these. It's hard to sing that niggun. It's very, very difficult. We all know that. Over and you're passing off the life of ruchnias. Shekol she'ifos of hein l'hizdavik b'Hashem, where the entire she'if of an ish ruchani is to be davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times, in whatever fashion you can. When we sit in Yishuv Hadas at 5:50 in the morning, we could think about, oh, like the Svarim tell us to be davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even at work, it's gevald. But that's at 5:50 in the morning, on, you know, before we get to work, we can imagine that. So that's good. But when you're in the middle, it's possible, but it's not easy. And I'm not even there. I don't even know how difficult it is. But it's obviously very difficult that your she'ifa should be lizdavik b'Hashem. So we pass that over. L'soch and chayim ruchumri. We trade it in. That's the way of the world. We trade it in for chayim ruchani. Chumri. We trade in for the life of chumrius, of gashmius. She called hiluch mashavosu l'sapik l'chomers hanos nefesh bahami. that their entire process and way of thinking, the hiluch machshavasa, right? The way of thinking, the thoughts that are going through the mind, is all involved in getting an avgashmius for the nefesh bahami, which unfortunately hamarchikim mufarad umafridim osam ibaris baruch shema, which separate us and keep us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing usser, chas v'shalom, nothing usser, but we're in the wrong room, we're in the wrong reality. V'zeh mashmos golus panimis, that's a golus panimis. She'ina neshama sholetis al nefesh bahami sha'adam. Underline that 1,000 times. That's the definition of golus panimis, is when the neshama cannot be sholet on the nefesh bahami sha'adam. You could have people doing the same action. I could have a person eating. Guy A is eating. Guy B is eating. Guy A is eating it on Tuesday in Teves, just gobbling it down in 3 seconds because he has to get back to work. No avoda, says a bracha rishona, barely, bracha chrona for sure, not garbage. And then you have guy B who's sitting, b'yishev hadas, Shabbos kodesh, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. He says bracha bari priya, eats on a fruit that comes. He benches with yishev hadas, with a jacket on maybe, with, you know, after washing my machronim, he's preparing himself for kedusha and tahara. In one place, then you're doing the same action. You're doing an act of the body. But in one area, the nefesh bahamas is totally overpowering the nefesh and the neshama. And in the other situation, the neshama is totally overpowering the nefesh bahami. That's the difference between galus and gula, pinimus. In chitonis, you're doing the same thing. And a person who doesn't understand, doesn't know, you say they're the same people. What's the difference? They're both eating. What's the difference? But in each panimi, those who want to be deeper know, there's a big, big difference. It's a big difference. Person eating at work, gobbling it down, maybe having be able to breathe, versus the person who's b'yishev adas. V'zeh mashmos golus panimis. That's the golus panimis. She'ein ha'neshama sholetis al nefesh b'ham yishamadim, where the neshama does not have rulership, ownership, control over the nefesh b'ham. V'ozu b'chinesh shivya. Shivya means you're in captivity. Shivya, you're in captivity. The neshama is captive. Shua shalos ha'golos, that's the beginning of golos. That's the beginning of galus. Kamo zeh shenilkach b'shevi b'dei ha'oyev. It's like someone who's taken captive. He's captured. Shivya, shin beiz yud ha'hei, right? Being in captivity, it's always, if you add the aleph, if you add a kadosh baruch hu, so that's one, it turns into yishuv. And if you just turn that vav into a hey, it's yishuv. Yishuv adas, it's Shabbos. But without that connection, that dveikus, which is very difficult in Maisa. And with Paro around, there's a God. Of course, every single Yid in Mitzrayim said, of course, there's a Ribbono Shalom. But without that ability, that physical, or with all that work, they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. The people couldn't allow that in. Moshe says, you don't believe in God? Of course we believe in God. But we can't feel what you're saying is Amos. We can't feel it. Kotzeruach. Afal Bishalo Chas, next page, Peitas. Afalbi looks into this. He says, Avi shalo chasu lo klum. He says, you're not lacking anything. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have all the money we need. We have, Baruch Hashem, everybody's different, but people have families. People have stuff. We're not lacking anything. Ach chayiv einam chayim. But their life's not a life. Right? We talk about this all the time. But their life's not a life. We know about Tema Dveikim Hashem Lekechem Chayim Kul Chamayom. Real chayim, real chiyas. Is dveikus. You can have everything in the physical world, in the world of action, but still you have no chayim, because chayim's on many madrigas. This chayim of the nefesh, this chayim of the ruach, this chayim of the neshama, chayim in action, chayim in feelings, chayim in machshavas. Chacham is gematria chayim. Right? You just take the 2 years to make it a chav. The real chayim is from chacham. From the Kochma, the Chochma. Kamokin, he says, Misha Chomer, Shtala, the love, Hatoychen, Chayim, the Yuchumrium. He says, so too, so a person whose Chumrius, whose Gashmius overpowers him, and that's the inner contents, the Tochen Chayim, it's the inner contents of his life, that's what he's always thinking about working on. If that's Chumrius, then who b'shevi b'yad oyevo b'nefesh? So then he's captive. He's captured by his enemy, the Nefesh Bahamas. Tayroso, Maisav, Atolim, all of his turn, all of his Maisim, which are mitzvahs, Niyem chumrim. They're unfortunately at the madriga of gashmis, even though you will get schar, but they're not coming from keser chachma bina das chesed gevura tveres netzach hod yisod. A person who's involved in that gashmis and he can't break out of it, he does all the mitzvahs. He put on talis tefillin today, 100%. He davened, no question. He did his daf yomi, no question. But it's all just in the last madriga of who he is, that sphere of malchus, just the avoda, without anything above that. No mochen, no midos. No deep feelings, no deep thinking. Just a rush, a kotzer ruach. Everything's done by kotzer ruach. And then when it's kotzer ruach, what's the next part of the pasuk? Avoda kasha. It's a hard avoda. It's crusty. It's cold. It's hard. It's not lebedik. It's not warm. It's not cham. It's not warm. It's just hard and cold and... Okay, next. And that's what people feel by Yom Nerayim and El. It's like, oh, gosh. Next. They don't feel the warmth of tshuva. They just feel a hard, cold, ugh, I can't do this anymore. Or Shabbos, or whatever the avoda is. Ugh, kaparas. Ugh. All this stuff. Stuff. More stuff. They do it. Of course they do it. Well, you didn't do it. But it's mikotze ruach avoda kasha. It's no geshmak. And then that's what the kids see. That's what the kids see. Davening. Ugh, I have to get up for davening. As they say, they don't mean to, but they say, they're just like, ugh, I got to go to davening now. You say that one time to your teenage kid, you just destroyed davening for your kid for the next, maybe ever. That's what he learns. It's bad. It's bad news. Well, Achen, he says, Gam Haman. Haman. Haman, Shirotz Lahashmas Yisrael, Matzini, what does it say about Haman? He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. It says, what did he want to do? Lahumam ula abdam. What is humam? It's like a word means that they were like all over the place. Ula abdam, to destroy them. Lahumam means a bilbul. Shaderech la'abid is koach ha'kedusha. If you want to destroy the koach of kedusha of Shal B'nai Yisrael, all kedusha stems from chachma. The Zohar says kedusha comes from chachma. So how do you do it? Lahumam, make them bewildered or whatever the English word is. Sh'azef shal abdam, because then you could destroy them. Because when the chumri is then, when you're bewildered, the yadat hayom vashevosel levavecha is not working, and you become a very shitchis, chitzoni person, and then all the chumrias can't flow through the system properly, and it can't go into the place of yishevadas, into the place of simcha, and then chumrias can't go into the Shabbos, the gavod, it doesn't go. And then it's going to overpower the ruchnis. That's what happens. If you don't have yeshiva das, then all your bodily avodas, which could be used to the highest degree, can't be used. The only way you can, all the svarim talk about raising up the gashmis and finding the nitzotas, of course that's true, but you need yeshiva das. It doesn't happen without it. You can't eat like a behemoth and raise up nitzotas. That's not what they're talking about. If you take the first letters of Balak and Bilam, Bezlam and Bezlam, and him Bilbul, that was the whole avoda of Balak and Bilam, to make a Bilbul Hadas. V'achronos heim, if you look at the last letters, Lelamed Kuf from Balak, and the Ein Mem from Bilam, that's a Malik. A Malik, the whole avoda is to be Mevalbel. To make a bilbul hadas, to disconnect you from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "Gam klipas a molik, not just para, also a molik." V'hachnis es ha'adam bilbul hadas, to enter into a person a certain bilbul hadas. Das can't be used. Das and bilbul are two, they're opposites. So when it's a bilbul hadas, you're done. You can't. Your mind of pranasa might work 100%, no question. Your math skills, dead on. But that's not going to your heart. It's not going to be It's not going anywhere. Then you're done. Then you're biyadi yitzahara. Then certain things can walk by and it could take you. But we have to always know that there's always, right, like we just said, with shivya, if you add Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's yishuv. There's always the tov haganas. In humam is gematria 91. It's gematria yud kevavke and adnas. Bilbul, if you switch it around, it's lave. You could take the bilbul of the week, you could take the humam of the week, but when you bring it to Shabbos, when the shivya turns into yishuv, so then the humam turns into yichud elyon, and the bilbul turns into lave. the upper lev, the lower lev. Va'etz let's say Mishav Yehu Shabbos. This we're getting to, of course. The Eitzel to get out of that captivity is Shabbos. Shehu Yom Shel Yishev Adas. Shabbos is a day of Yishev Adas. It's supposed to be. Yom Menucha. Menucha. Kedusha. Ritzei Na Menucha Seinu. Kadshenu B'mitzvah Secha. Shaydei Menucha Al Yishev Adas Hu Yom Kedusha. Through Menucha and Yishev Adas, it becomes a day of Kedusha. That's the Dik. Through the Menucha and Yishev Adas, which is the fertile ground, then you could become a Kaddush. That's what you have to understand. Kedusha doesn't come stam. It's not side by side with Menucha and Yishev Adas. Menucha and Yishev Adas is the first step. It's the stepping stone that you build on top of. Veshabbos yimakor ruchnius. Shabbos, of course, is the source of ruchnius. Yom de nishmas is the day of the neshama. Velav yom de guf aklal. It's not the day of the guf. What? We don't eat on Shabbos. We don't have the best food on Shabbos. Of course, you have the best food on Shabbos. Like we said, when you have the best food, but it's flowing through the system of Yishev Adas, the way you chew on Shabbos should be different than the way that you chew during the week. Just slower. Like I always wonder, I always said, like with davening, why do we don't have to rush? Where are we going so fast? We can't just like you can't speak on Shabbos the same way you speak during the week. You're not supposed to walk the same way during Shabbos that you work during the week. Everything's supposed to be different. The way you speak is supposed to be slower, not just what you say. During the week we speak about work. Shabbos we don't speak about work. Not just that. Speak slower. Go to the South, right? You take a New Yorker. You ever deal with in business with people from the South? Whoa. Mr. New Yorker, can you please slow down? And with you, you're like, Mr. Southerner, can you please speak faster? I don't have time for this. And they're just like relaxed. It's a whole different world. There's a lot more klipas up here. A lot more paros up here. No question. On Shabbos, speak slower. Daven a little bit slower. Because again, mikotzer ruach, if you're davening fast and you're out of breath, the words of the sitter will not go into your heart. It doesn't go. It can only happen if a person gets revved up. He starts slow, and then he's connected to the neshama and the osios machkimos. So then you could daven fast like the tzaddikim sometimes because they already tapped into that place. But if you start off like on fire, it's difficult. It can be done. If the whole kehila does it together. But mikotzer ruach, it doesn't go deep. It speaks slower. Then the food goes down to the right place. Shaideshi, Yehudi misnair mishabas kodesh mikol asaka v'tir dosof. When the Yehudi... You alright over there? Shaideshi, Yehudi misnair mishabas kodesh. When a Yid shakes off on Shabbos Kodesh from all of his work, all of his burdens, all of his taivas chumrius, and he goes into the sugya of lizdavik b'Hashem through the tefillah, through a certain seder of learning, through a tehillim, through the mikvah, through the different Shabbos macholim, the different types of foods that gets a person to a certain place of dveikis, you break free. You're free from that shivya. Because the whole shivya is not Yishev Adas. Freedom is Yishev Adas. So when we get to the place of Yishev Adas, you broke out of captivity. You break free from that strength of the chumrius that overpowers us, that makes our avoda into a kotzer ruach avoda kasha. Very quick avodas, that then becomes very cold, like we said. Kotzer ruach avoda kasha. It's not a geshmak. There's no heart. There's no lev. There's no chamimus. There's no dveik. There's no year. There's no ahava. The chenis chalda de gula hayabezeh shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. Shitinam Yisrael Yom Shabbos the Menucha. That's why the beginning of the gula was not that they had the Megillah in their hands. You would think they had the Megillah. The Megillah said that you're going to get out of Mitzrayim. That wasn't the chalda de gula because it didn't go into their heart. The Schalda de Geula was the fact that they had the Yishev Hadas, which is called Shabbos, to allow the Megillah to go into their hearts. If they say by Megillah, it's Megala the Yud Kei. That's what Megillah is. It's Megala. It reveals the Yud Kei. It gives you that place of Yishev Hadas to allow the Avoda to settle into your heart. So let's finish up. Shebekoch or Kedushas HaShabbos, Roash HaKol HaNos HaChomer HaKol Hevel. Because with the light of Kedushas HaShabbos, a person could see clear that all the Hanos of this world are Hevel. You know, you think that you can't live without email. People can't live without phones. You can't live without it. It's not possible. How's it possible? I have so many things to do, so much work to do. And then Shabbos comes and you say, Taka, you know what? I can live without it. A person thinks that he can't function without a good breakfast, a good lunch, a good dinner. If he doesn't eat properly, he can't think, he can't. No way. I have to have good food. I have to have it all the time. Yeah, but then you go through a fast day like Yom Kippur and you see, I don't know, I could do it. That's like every day. But if you skip a meal once in a while, you're not going to die. What else? You think that a person thinks that if he's not connected to his parnasa every single second, his work's going to explode. Yeah, but then you see sometimes you take off from Yontif and you don't go in a Chol HaMoed and you wait for a whole week and you know what? Nobody died. Nothing happened. I know a person, he works very seriously, very heavily, without time to breathe during the week. And then once in a while, he takes a vacation for like a week, 2 weeks. And he's still working, but very minimally. Does anything happen? No. The question is, how could you take from that Shabbos and say, no, I could do that also on a regular Monday and Tuesday? It's, for some people, it's very difficult to do that. Shabbos is Shabbos and weekday is weekday. But it's not true. It can be done together. You have to realize you're not going to die if you don't you're not going to die if you don't answer every email the exact second it comes. And Yontif, you don't answer emails. I hope. And Yontif, you don't answer emails. No one's dying. Just because they're saying exclamation, 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 you know, urgent, 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 doesn't mean that it's urgent for you. For them, it's urgent. You have to realize. Okay, let's finish this paragraph quick. Ukumoki, Matsina Gan Parshas Mabu, we see by the Mabu, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Noach is Merama, is the Shabbos Kodesh, because Noach is Denaicha, Noach is Teres, Menucha. And there's a Noach, Denaicha Liloi, Neicha Latatai, there's an upper Menucha, there's a lower Menucha, an upper Noach, and a lower Noach. Umarumas Bezesha, Ide Shabbos Kodesh, Bekocha, Shehudi Linatse, Mimea Mabu, Hazedonim. Shabbos Kodesh gives the ability, a Koach to a Yid, to free himself from the Mea Mabu. Vahaini Mishum Dinyan, a Mabu, Miloshan Bilbul. Mabul is Loshan Bilbul. Right, the waters that are flowing, that are torrential, that push you around, that take your teva, right? You take your teva, your ark, which is your kevius, teva, which is the tevas of Torah, the tevas of tefillah, which even though you're learning them, you're in the Torah, but it's hard, it's all over the place when the waters push you around. So you're diving, you're learning, but it's not settled. It's very difficult. Shinas Babu Kol Seder Bria, the whole Bria, meaning your personal Bria, your creation, your being is very shaken up by this world. And even your diving and your learning is not, unfortunately, what it's supposed to be. Ki hayu ze mida kenegen mida. This is the mida kenegen mida. Kevin shepogam dor hamabul hayu bilbul das. The pegam of dor hamabul was bilbul hadas. This is a shorish called pegam abris, it's a whole inyan, which is, comes from a bilbul hadas. Ukesham Chazal tells, ein adam over avera elim kein nichtas a baruch shtus. There's no way that a yid would ever do avera unless he was involved with a ruach shtus, a kotzer ruach. Okay, I do the shorish pegam elu shal hashchas is novam mimoa hadas. All the hashchasa, which is the pegam habris, that's the sugi he's talking about. It all flows from the pegam hadas. Pegam hadas. That's why pegam hadas is memta shari tuma. Even though by klaliso they didn't get involved in arayis, but they pegam hadas is the beginning for arayis and pegam habris. Al kenes shabbos kodesh itikun vatzala zis. The shabbos kodesh is a hatzala. It saves a person from that. Kamar Shabbos Kodesh, what Shabbos Kodesh? The Makor, the source of Shorish, and the root of Yishuv Das. All Yishuv Das comes from Shabbos. Ukloshin Amejish al Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Vayichul HaShemai V'Hartz, we're going to read in very soon, 2 weeks, Parshas Bereishis, Vayichul HaShemai V'Hartz, V'Chol Tzvam, Kol Zman, says the Amejish, Shahayah Olam Tovavo, as long as the world was in a state of Tovavo, be wilderness and craziness, and not Das, Lo Niras Malach HaShemai V'Hartz. Meaning Yom Rishon Hashem created the light and dark. And Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi, Kadosh Baruch Hu created all the things, and the waters, and the grass, and the trees, and day 4, and day 5, and the fish, and the animals, and everything was created. But as long as there was still a Tova Vo that was surrounding them in the Makifin of the world, the world wasn't recognizable. Kevin Sheneker, Tova Vo, come Shabbos, and the Tova Vo was taken away, because the Yishev Adas, nearest Melechesh Maivarts, everything that was already there. All of the creation was there, but when there's a tova vo, you can't see clear. So when that's lifted, when a yishuv das settles in, a tova vo is lifted, you see the creation. You see a kodesh baruch, shar b'chin, you see a kodesh baruch in the trees, and you see a kodesh baruch in the water, and you see a kodesh baruch in the light and the dark. It's not a state of tova vo anyway. Yishuv das allows you to see and feel and think clearly. Shabbos Kodesh removes the Tovavo from the world. The Kishesh Lihudi Yishev Adas, when you get his Yishev Adas, settled heart, settled mind, which is, you have to breathe, you have to go slow, you have to listen to Nigunim, whatever you have to do to get into that place, be by yourself, turn off your phone, Shabbos Kodesh, drink a slow coffee, whatever you have to do, inside, outside, however you get there. Oz Beinov Yiras Bari Kol Olamim. Then you could see the Kodesh Baruch, the creator of the world, Mitoch Kol B'riyos from my heart. Then you could see Kodesh Baruch on the trees. You could see Kodesh Baruch at work. You could see Kodesh Baruch in the Nisyonos of your life. But if you're Kotzer Ruch and you're constantly moving, there's no Yishev Adas, it doesn't go. You don't see what's going on. Then you take a time out, you drink a coffee slowly. Whoa! You see, oh, I remember Kodesh Baruch was here. Then you're not going to fall to certain chataim that comes from darkness. When a person is in a darkness and his nefesh is, it doesn't have ha'aras hadas, the light of das, he falls to all types of things. He's not a yid. He's not able to think clearly like a yid. Therefore, Shabbos Kodesh is like the Tevas Noach. L'chassas, but that we can go in, we can try to settle in, even though the waters around us are rough. But in that Teva Mamish, if you're like Noach, it was settled. Like the pasuk of Shabbos Kodesh, Nafshas Yisrael and Nefesh, the souls of Klai Yisrael, Bitzel Kenefecha Yichasoyim, in the shadow of His wings of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we take refuge, we connect ourselves to, we find Yishev Adas, we should bezochem Rosh Hashem to this type of Yishev Adas, and then from that Shabbos, we try to take it to the week. Have a good Shabbos.
See you later, Dave.